In the South, it's always college football season, and the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Southern Sports Today proudly presents The Chuck Oliver Show. It's an inside look at everything college football. Now live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time to talk college football with the reigning king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
LSU has a problem. Only thing is, LSU doesn't have a problem. They're just like everyone else. It is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Thursday, and I start today's show with bias. What we form in our minds for whatever reason, and it can be about stuff that we really care about and stuff that is really important to life, how we view other groups of people, gender, race, religion, whatever. Or it could just be in the realm of sports, which the weird part is, and believe me, I'm all about it. It keeps me employed. But the weird part is sports honestly doesn't matter. Chuck, you make your living because people live and die with college football. Absolutely. But see, this is why sports does matter. Because there's so many other things in life that really do. Life can't all be big issues and heart surgery. Life can't all be my fourth grader is failing, my wife doesn't understand me, I'm not making enough money. You know, it can't all be that. And so we turn to something that, for most of us, we have no connection to. But we have a connection to it. Because either I went there, or I grew up around there, or I married into a family that goes to every game, you know, whatever. So that's why we care about something that ultimately doesn't affect us anywhere more than heart and mind. And those are two really valuable things, but I'm talking in a tangible way. Everybody knows, and I am transparent about this. I've told this before, this story before. Jamie Newberg, who I'll call him. Dan, can I call him like a recruiting OG? That's Jamie, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Jamie Newberg, if you don't know, way back, he was at the very forefront of the recruiting industry, like back when it was, what, Forrest Davis, and was it Alan Wallace was one of the other guys that really started the industry in the mid to late 80s, and it was running off Xerox sheets of paper, and you staple them and put them in an envelope, and you mail them out to people. But when it went online, Jamie Newberg started a company, and I can't remember what came first. It was either called TheInsiders.com, or it was called BorderWars.com. And it was the first and only online site that covered just college football recruiting. And he bought and sold and bought and sold and then was hired. And it eventually morphed into, I think, Scout.com. And that's morphed, and I don't know if it's Rivals or 24/7, but there's a lot of cross-pollination. And I know 24/7 Sports actually was started, I'm trying to remember this, was started after the founders of one of their rivals was purchased, like the other site was purchased, and they waited out the non-compete, and then I think that's why 24/7 emerged. So Jamie, though, because he dealt with recruiting, he went out of his way to make sure that nobody ever knew he graduated from Florida. Now, Jamie's not in the recruiting business anymore. He's in his 50s, and he's moved on to a new – he did it for 25 years, and it's like, I'm ready for something else. But he would make sure, if possible, nobody ever knew he graduated from Florida because he and I know Jamie personally, and I know his integrity. He would never, ever, ever in 100 million years try to, you know, direct a kid to go to UF. But he didn't want to have that impression. I go the opposite way. I'm like, be transparent, be honest with your audience. And then you'll build that resume with them, and then they will give you the benefit of the doubt if you continuously back up that faith they have in you. So I'll let everybody know I'm an Auburn grad. When I say that sports is about the heart and mind and it's not about the tangible, when Auburn won the national championship in 2010, you know what I did the next day? I went out and checked the mailbox for my national championship prize because, hey, I'm an Auburn fan, and we won. And then I saw the players getting the rings. And then I saw I was actually in Auburn the day that they brought everybody into the stadium in February. They were playing Vanderbilt, I think, in basketball that day. And then across the street at the state, had a big celebration and all that. Checked my mailbox when I got back from that. No Auburn prize. Because I'm not on the team. And the truth is that as much as it means to me, And as much as, like, David, our engineer, he's a Western Kentucky grad. If Western Kentucky's on TV on Saturday, dude's watching. All right, Dan grew up in an LSU household. I assume if the Tigers are on TV, the Matthews are watching.
And yelling.
And yelling, because they're LSU fans. Funniest joke I ever heard. Two LSU fans and a priest walk into a bar. One of them's got a chicken on his arm. I cannot say a single word past that. But you know how a lot of these you can swap out Florida grad for Auburn grad? You know, how do you get an Auburn grad off your front porch paying for the pizza? You can put in Clemson or Tennessee or whatever. For this joke, it has to be LSU fans. I'll leave it at that. But I never got my Auburn prize because it is just heart and mind. And when it is heart and mind, that means that we build biases. And so when I saw a headline last night, I already had tweets about it. I had an email, and I didn't know people send emails anymore. Here is the headline. LSU sees third player this week enter transfer portal. And you know how you have the big headline, and then you have the sub-headline underneath it? The sub-headline, fifth LSU player to enter since mid-February. Clutch the pearls. What's going on in Baton Rouge? Ed Orgeron has lost control of that program. I knew he was a loose cannon. I knew he wasn't responsible. I knew that he couldn't hold a roster together. So sketchy as an actual coach, not as a recruiter or motivator, but as a coach and leading a program, and I knew it. That's what I was hearing from people. And all but one of them was an LSU fan. That's me doing my best Nick Saban. I am banging that podium right now. I have said forever and a day, the least reliable opinion when it comes to sports is from a member of that fan base. If you're a Michigan State fan, D'Antonio is either the best ever or the worst possible. If you're a Southern Cal fan, Pat Hayden did us wrong. Screw that guy. You're talking about a former starting quarterback on one of your national championship teams who then became the AD and hire, fire. There are a lot of people coming in and out of Pat Hayden's office. Pat Hayden screwed us over. Or, man, Pat Hayden got done wrong. I wish he was still there. Fans are the last people you can rely on, myself included, okay? So I'm saying everybody. I just have to kind of put that aside when you get on the air every day. And so I hear all of this. And like I said, one was from somebody else, but mostly it was LSU fans. What's wrong with our program? What's wrong with our coach? The answer is there's nothing wrong because you don't have a problem. What's wrong with us? We have a problem. That's essentially every communication I got yesterday. There's about a dozen of them. What's our problem? You don't have one. College football has a problem. What's going on at LSU right now, and Lord knows the numbers seem a little exaggerated. But you know why they seem exaggerated? Because we pay attention to everything LSU does. There is a fair chance. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what the number is. There is a fair chance that the Minnesota Golden Gophers have had twice as many players into the portal. But we don't pay attention to Minnesota except when PJ Fleck says something. There is a chance that Rutgers or Arizona State, or Maryland, or Washington, or Oregon State, or San Jose, or there's a chance all of these schools have three times as many players. But when it's Ed Orgeron and LSU, we always pay a little extra attention. The latest such entry into the transfer portal is Zach Sheffer. 24/7 Sports was the first to report this. He is a tight end, and he has decided to place his name into the NCAA transfer database. He's a redshirt freshman. Now, should he and everybody else from LSU who's entered the portal follow through on a transfer? Now keep this in mind. He's the third player this week, the fifth in the last, basically the month. If he and all the other players from LSU who have entered the portal, this is why I'm telling you, you don't have a problem. If all of them actually stay in the portal and transfer, leave the program in the rearview mirror, that will leave LSU right at the 85 scholarship limit mark. LSU is like a lot of teams this time of year. They've had some early enrollees, but until the current seniors or fifth-year guys or whom, or the juniors declare, until they leave school and are no longer on scholarship? I've got 13 kids showing up in June. Well, I have 85 on scholarship right now, so that means I'm going to have 98 kids? That's not allowed. No, between now and then, you'll have 13 more leave. Seniors who are about to graduate, things like that. So you will never have more than 85 at school enrolled at a time. But with a freshman class coming in and a senior, so that's how the math, you always have to balance that math. So I promise you, a month ago before any of the five entered, a week ago before any of the three entered, Ed Orgeron was sitting around going, dang, I got too many kids on scholarship. I need five to leave. 1, 2, 3, 4, Zach Sheffer, 5. You don't have a problem. It's not about losing control. It's actually about Ed Orgeron and LSU. They didn't push the button and put all of this in motion, but they pushed a button, put some of it in motion. It's called roster management or processing out of the program or whatever. There are times where you just run some stadiums and convince a kid. That's old school. That's Old Testament. And you run off the kid, literally run the kid off. What you do much more often now is you bring him in and say, I know when we recruited you, XYZ, 4-star this, but it hasn't really developed that way, and we changed your position coach, and we brought in 4 more recruits, and so maybe you should look somewhere else. I know the coach at Northwestern State. Do you want to go play for are they the Demons? They are. You want to go play for the Demons? Or McNeese State or wherever, Southern Miss? I'll put in a call. That's how it almost always happens now, when it's from the coaching side of it. But understand, what's happening at LSU, it's happening everywhere. It has nothing to do with discipline or control or who's a leader or anything else. It's the exact same problem everybody else is dealing with. And in the case of LSU, it's actually not a problem because it got you where you need to be as far as the 85 scholarships go.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-477-6061. 877-477-6061. 877-477-6061.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid March 14th through 17th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
This is James Laura, managing partner of Alexander Shannara & Associates. As a fan of college football, you know the Southeast is filled with teams who excel at and are serious about their craft. The same can be said about our firm's legal team. With offices in 5 states, including Atlanta, Georgia, our local teams of all-star attorneys are here to serve you. Whether you've been involved in a motor vehicle accident or hurt by a defective product or drug, at Alexander Shannara & Associates, we prove it. Visit us online today at alexandershannara.com.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, sir.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what Living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Now back to the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
So much that I want to talk about when it comes to the Texas A&M Aggies and their running game going forward, because I don't think they're going to miss a beat, and that's not supposed to be possible. It's not supposed to be when you lose the school's third all-time leading rusher, a guy who set a single-season record just last season, Travion Williams. You lose that guy to the NFL? It's not supposed to be business as usual. Well, I think it's going to be. It's going to look differently because you're not going to have one plow horse back there getting, you know, 70-75% of the carries. But I think it's going to be just as effective. And with some of the guys, Jayshon Corbin is first and foremost. And I'm wondering what they do with Vernon Jackson. He was a freshman last year, a four-star kid who I've said it before. First time I saw, in fact, it was in that Thursday night opener against Northwestern State. And the first time I saw him carry the football, I thought I was watching Eric Dickerson. Now, you know, I always use David, our engineer, as the measuring stick. He's 25 or 26. He doesn't know anything about Eric Dickerson except I've heard that name before. He's an old guy that used to play. Go to YouTube, type in Eric Dickerson, Southern Methodist, or Eric Dickerson, SMU. That's what I think I saw with Vernon Jackson. Now, he only had 7 carries on the season. Apparently a little slow to learn the playbook. Maybe a little too physical for what Jimbo's after, which, I mean, my gosh, with Travion Williams. Where's somebody I can hit? That was Travion's approach a lot of Saturdays. But you don't want that. But I'm telling you, Vernon Jackson is a big, tall. He's like 6'3", maybe 6'4", which is way taller than you normally get for a tailback. But if he stays at running back, because they've talked about maybe linebacker or something else, I love what's going to happen with the Texas A&M ground game. When it was Travion's getting the carries. All right. At a running backs last year, let me bring up the numbers here. 271 rushing attempts for Travion last year. Corbin was second with 61. That will not be the case this year. You may have 3 guys approaching or into the 100 or so, 150. It's not going to be plow horse offense in 2019. It's going to look differently, but I'm telling you, you're going to get at least the same rushing yards production. And don't forget about Travion as a receiver. I'll talk a little bit about that later in the program, his NFL prospects going forward. And I love me some Travion Williams. I did when he was a freshman, burst onto the scene. Who was the kid? Keith Ford, the other transfer from Oklahoma that came down with Trevor Knight, actually a year before. So Travion was a part-time player as a freshman, went for 1,000 yards. Had some injuries and other stuff as a sophomore, and then still got like 800 yards, but set the single-season record this past year. So I'll talk more Travion later, but I'm telling you, even with a kid that accomplished leaving the program, Aggies are going to be just fine running the football.
I'm old enough to remember when that's what A&M was known for. As a matter of fact, A&M abided by your old Southern rules of do not throw the football.
Oh, you go to hell if you throw the ball.
That's exactly it, especially under R.C. Slocum. That was the case, especially when Leland McElroy and the crew were there.
Sir Parker and...
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, you just go on down the list. Jamar Toombs, who was running the ball at almost 300 pounds. Kellen Mond was a guy also, too, that ran the football a lot last year. And it's going to be interesting to see how much of the development in the passing game that Jimbo Fisher is going to try to focus on this spring. And if I was there at that first spring press conference, that's what I'd ask him. I would ask him, how much have you really worked with him in trying to keep him in the pocket and make him more of an effective player that way? Because we saw a guy yesterday go through his spring, his pro day, excuse me, Chuck, and Kyler Murray, that people had that question. He didn't run a 40 for almost that reason. Was to say, hey, I don't want to give you guys any idea. Here's what I'm going to do. Even though I don't have any linemen, I don't have any rush or anything of that such, I'm going to show you how I look in the pocket throwing the football, because in terms of my speed, I've got the speed. Don't worry about that. We can worry about that later. But I'm going to show you that even at 5'10", maybe, you know, who knows. But even at that, I'm a guy that can still make plays that way. And we've seen that there's really no other way that you can be a successful quarterback in the highest levels of college football into the pros if you're a guy that your first inclination, if things break down, it's to say, well, I'm taking off.
Yeah, you know, I remember talking with Chris Landry about this a couple of weeks ago, and I'll give him full credit. He was spot on about it. He said, you know, everybody wants to compare Kyler to Russell Wilson. Well, he's about a half inch shorter than even Russell. But he says, here's the big difference. Russell throws the ball like he's a pocket passer. Kyler Murray doesn't actually do that. So you have to get creative and find the other things to do with him.
The punchline of this is I would probably be surprised if at the end of the season we look at the stat sheet for the Aggies and we see 149 rushing attempts for Kellen Mond in 2019.
Yeah, Kyler Murray is so funny because he's going to be the number one story heading into the draft, and some NFL team's going to make a colossal mistake drafting him, and it could be the first overall pick. I'm sorry, I have to have a right answer with my first round pick, and there's a really good chance that that is not Kyler Murray. I can't spend the first overall pick on Webster to come play quarterback for me. All right, I just cannot do that. So, but that's going to be all the talk and everything with Pro Day and the draft previews and all that stuff coming up.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation.
800-783-1759. That's 800-783-1759. 800-783-1759.
Debt reduction depends on creditors' balances and payments, client testimonials, or dramatizations.
If you owe $10,000 in credit card debt and your minimum payments siphon away your paycheck each month, you can get debt-free in less time than you think.
I've paid $800 a month for the past 3 years and haven't changed the balance on my credit card.
Get Debt-Free Now has a program to reduce your debt, stop the harassing phone calls, avoid financial ruin, and settle for less than you owe.
I feel like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
You're pre-approved for our special hardship program if you owe $10,000 or more. Call Get Debt Free Now to resolve your debt once and for all.
My family no longer has 20 years of payments ahead of us at 20% interest.
There's no fees until you see results. Make one monthly program payment and free up your cash.
Call 800-834-2933. 800-834-2933. 800-834-2933.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Dickey Broadcasting is a proud supporter of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And through programs like Team and Training, the Society helps over 3,000 athletes a year accomplish their goal of training and completing an endurance event, including marathons, triathlons, and cycling events. The Team and Training program is open for everyone and has raised almost $1 billion to fund leukemia and lymphoma research since its inception. Visit teamandtraining.org/GA and hit the Tell Me More button. Help save lives 1 mile at a time.
Catch the king of college football no matter where you go with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
Well, Georgia Tech's just like everybody else in one respect. Except for a couple of stragglers. Everybody has started spring practice just about. In fact, we're to the point where there are spring games going on. But Georgia Tech's out there, and it's more than just, okay, well, we played in December. Now it's March, and we're having spring practice. It is a total reboot in a lot of ways. Certainly all the attention on the offensive scheme involving the quarterback in particular. A lot of the other positions do kind of translate, but quarterback, it is a totally different skill set. And it should be when you're dealing with something as impactful as, you know, a trigger man for a Paul Johnson offense. It is a different skill set than, for instance, if you're running a pro style or, you know, split backs or I formation or whatever. Man, it does a great job covering the Yellow Jackets for jacketsonline.com. It's my good friend Kelly Quinlan. Kelly, welcome back. How you been?
I'm good, Chuck. How you doing?
Doing all right. Why is Tobias Oliver still at Georgia Tech? And would you predict on June 1st he is still at Georgia Tech?
That's a little bit of a loaded question. You know, I think he wants to see if he can do it, if he can play quarterback. And the thing with Tobias is he's very competitive. He can do multiple things. I think that maybe he sees a path at slot if that doesn't work out for him. And if he has NFL aspirations, let's be honest, that's going to be the way he would do it. I think he'd be interesting as a slot guy. He actually has good hands. And I think he's waiting to see kind of what happens here in the spring. They're going to trot him out at quarterback in 2 weeks when they start spring ball. And it'll be interesting to see if he can throw it well enough for Dave Patineau to stay there. If not, he moves the slot, I think. And if that doesn't work out, Brian Bohannon up at Kennesaw State's probably licking his chops, waiting to see if Tobias will fall in his lap.
Yeah, Tobias is a guy, if you didn't watch a lot of Tech last year, probably the highlight was a Thursday night game against Virginia Tech. He carried it – I think Tech ran like three plays that night, three different plays. He carried it 40 times, and they steamrolled the Gobblers up there in Blacksburg. And he is a really, really strong option quarterback. And, of course, that's what Kennesaw State does at the FCS level to a national championship caliber program right now. What about the rest of the quarterback room right now? Walk me through that.
So you have Lucas Johnson, who was going to be the backup quarterback last year. He got hurt in a non-contact injury in fall camp and was lost for the year with a foot injury. He's back. He's a true dual-threat quarterback. He ran a real spread. He's from California and has a big arm. He's an interesting guy, just doesn't have a lot of game experience. Has played sparingly a little bit 2 years ago. You have Tobias, who we just talked about. The wild card guy is James Graham, who missed the bowl game for academic reasons. He's really talented. Virginia Tech liked him as a quarterback. He was committed there. Georgia Tech flipped him and kept him at quarterback. He played a little bit of slot receiver, or actually a little bit of just regular receiver in the Georgia game. They threw some screens to him and stuff just to get him in there, and he played a little bit in the Virginia Tech game, I think. And just a really dynamic talent and guy with a big arm. So he's kind of an X factor guy, and then they'll get Jordan Yates and Demetrius Knight in the fall to come in. But really, those are the guys right now in the spring, and there's a couple walk-on guys who maybe will actually get a look just because of the numbers and the situation and trying to find guys who can throw the football.
As far as the receivers go, the guys are thrown into, I think people have a wrong impression about Georgia Tech. They used two receivers, I'll say most of the time, didn't they? It was the tight end who they didn't really have on the field ever. So they have guys who have been on the field for reps, but it was mostly blocking the corner, trying to kick him out or forcing or, you know, clear out routes or things like that. What about the receivers? Because there's a lot more action coming their way than they've been used to.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting thing, as you said. Really, they played a rotation of three guys, and it's been that way most of Paul Johnson's career at Georgia Tech. The third guy this past year was a guy named Malachi Carter. He is a very good receiver. He'll be an interesting guy. Jalen Camp, who is kind of the number one receiver, returns. So those two guys will kind of be the top guys going into camp. And then you have Steve Dolphus, a guy from Macon, who's looks like a basketball player, almost 6'5", 200 pounds, really athletic. And Jair Hawkins Anderson, and they've added a bunch of other guys, and they got slot receivers now and moved the guys who were the slot backs to slot. And so it's going to be interesting to see kind of that receiver room and who kind of separates themselves. And there were guys like who just weren't playing because they couldn't block well enough. And so those guys are now kind of got a new life, a second life here. It'll be interesting to see which ones of those play, if they move any of the guys to tight end. There's some bigger guys like Camp and a guy named P.J. Harris, mm-hmm. who are, you know, 215, 220, 6'3". They could be a flex tight end. So it's going to be interesting to see what exactly the formations are, what their personnel packages are. Jeff Collins has been kind of cagey about it, as is his offensive coordinator. And I think, you know, even in recruiting, there's kids that are kind of like, well, we kind of want to see what they're going to run. We don't know what they're going to run yet. And Jeff's been very kind of coy about what they plan to do. And I think they're not 100% sure yet in terms of personnel packages, what's going to be kind of their base offense.
Continuing with Kelly Quinlan, follow him on Twitter at Kelly_Quinlan. You get him every single day, jacketsonline.com, talking Georgia Tech with him. So as far as the defense, that's the one thing, and I think actually it was defensive coordinator. I don't know that Paul ever really settled into a comfort zone with his DCs until maybe the absolute last year he was there, and I thought maybe some sunshine was coming, and then everybody's gone. Talk me through the Georgia Tech defense this year, and can it be better? It's going to be totally different, I know, but can it be better?
So the real strength of the defense should be the secondary. They have a lot of talent there. Young corners who are pretty good. Trace Willing played a lot last year. You have a kid named Jalen King who played a little bit as a true freshman. Zamari Walden also played a little bit as a true freshman. That's an upgrade. The safety position was actually one of the strengths. Tariq Carpenter had a great season for them as playing really his first real snaps. And then you have a kid named Wanye Thomas who's maybe the most dynamic guy on the entire team, and he's going to be the free safety this year. So they got talent there. They moved Charlie Thomas back to safety, who started outside linebacker for him last year. They've got some options there. They're going to be sort of in this 4-2-5, 3-3-5 kind of hybrid defense. The big issue for them is going to be defensive line. They lost Desmond Branch. They lost Kyle Serge Henderson. They lost
Henri.
And so that's, you know, three of your four main guys who played the bulkier snaps. And so that's Henri in particular, that's going to be hard to replace that production.
He might have been the best player on the team.
Yeah. I mean, certainly defensively, he was the best player on the team. And he's a guy who could get after it and really blossom this past year in the new defense. And, you know, it's a shame he didn't have another year. Ted Roof kind of wasted his first year playing him in a few snaps as a nickel defensive end. And, you know, that's a shame. That kid was starting to really develop, and I think it's hurt him in terms of getting drafted and stuff that he doesn't have another year to get bigger and stronger, because he was a guy that was kind of a hybrid outside linebacker defensive end in high school.
I want to go back to a guy you mentioned, Charlie Thomas. And I remember asking – actually, I think I was texting you during the season. I was like, who's 45? And you mentioned that Thomas is a linebacker, or maybe they're going to play with him at safety a little bit. He was playing that jack position, that rush end a little bit, wasn't he, this past year? I mean, you're talking about as versatile a kid as they have anywhere on the defense, right?
Yeah, he is very athletic. He's just not a big guy, but he can move, turn his hips. So So you can play him. Cover, pass coverage is going to be the thing. We're kind of curious what he can do there, but he's definitely a guy who can blitz. You can bring him in and do interesting things with him. I'm wondering if he may be someone they're looking at as kind of a Sam Nichol-ish kind of linebacker hybrid. I haven't really got a full kind of breakdown of what they're doing defensively. I think they're still trying to figure that out. But I think Charlie, it gives him a lot of different things. And he just has a nose for the football. That was the incredible thing about that kid. He would chase plays down from behind and get stripped the ball or recover fumbles. He just seemed to find the ball wherever it was. And you can't teach that.
Yeah, and I want to stay in the secondary a little bit, if the kids stay there, because Caleb Oliver last year, he was a redshirt, I know, but 6'4", about 210 pounds. You mentioned Wanya Thomas. He's 6'3", and over 200 pounds as well, and he was just a freshman. See, those kids, at least by the looks test, that looks like a Clemson player to me. That looks like a, you know, a Florida State player to me, except they're wearing Georgia Tech uniforms. What's possible for them?
Yeah, that's where Georgia Tech had their success in recruiting, right, with Paul Johnson. They got a lot of four-star, high-level recruits. Wanya Thomas, they stole from Auburn. You know, Caleb Oliver was a guy they went up into Tennessee and got.
Yep.
They're just versatile, and it's going to be interesting to see what this defense does. What they did at Temple is they used a lot of guys who were in that 6'2", 6'4", 200-pound range. They played linebacker, some played safety. So I think that's what you're going to see, a guy like Caleb Oliver – who maybe has struggled some with his coverage responsibilities, could move down and play linebacker. Or Gentry Bonds is another guy who fits in that boat. Or, you know, Charlie Thomas. They've got a lot of different options there, and that's where the strength of the defense is in terms of just pure talent. And so Jeff Collins has got – and that's Jeff Collins, by the way, background is he's a very good defensive backs coach. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does and how he tries to get creative to kind of make up, because they're – other than Brandon Adams at nose tackle, they don't really have a dominant defensive lineman on this team right now. So you got to kind of pick your weapons here and try to make and create some mismatches and get your best personnel on the field. And I'm kind of curious to see what he does. I think it's going to be kind of an interesting thing, and hopefully it'll be a return to some good defense, because it's been a long time since I've covered a Georgia Tech team that had a good defense.
Yeah, well, help me with this. What year didn't they start referencing the Black Watch a few years ago? And I was like, guys, stop it. That's like Texas A&M talking about the Wrecking Crew. There are certain things you don't invoke. And for people who don't know, back in 85, when Ted Roof was actually playing linebacker there, they started to replace – if you earned it, they would put a black GT on the side of your helmet. It was called the Black Watch. Didn't they bring that back a couple of years ago or something?
They talked about it with Ted and trying to earn it and all this stuff when he came back here, and then kind of fizzled out. Now Jeff Collins has revived this concept, and they're talking, you know, people are on the internet talking about wearing black jerseys, maybe if they can earn it. Yeah. There's all sorts of different stuff kind of going on. And Jeff's a guy that will play that game and use it to create hype and hopefully motivate his players. And it'll be interesting to see how quickly he can turn the defense around. I think they're, you know, I love Paul Johnson. He's a friend. There's definitely something to playing against his offense for an entire spring. You know, multiple defensive coordinators complained
about
knees.
It to me.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting cut. It's not like what you face, and I think it affected the defense on some level. Now, the offense and the way they played made a huge difference and won them so many games that certainly counteracted any of that. But at the end of the day, maybe you get a chance to see a better defense now, and that's going to be kind of the interesting thing that I'm watching, because I expect the offense will take some time to get going. But defensively, can they make some nice strides here? That would, I think, be a welcome change for Georgia Tech fans.
Last thing for you, and you had actually referenced this way back when you first came on today about the later start for Georgia Tech. Their spring game until, I think, the final weekend of April on a Friday night. Why the start? The late start? Was he just bouncing around with spring break and finals and all that other stuff?
So Georgia Tech's spring break is kind of late. It's next week. So they didn't want to do it in the middle of that. And Jeff, I think, wanted to spread out. You get a 34-day window to hold all your practices. And so they're going Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So it's a kind of slower pace even than maybe what they would do in the past. So they're going to milk every one of those days to try and, I guess, give the kids time to absorb what they're learning and a little bit of a break and kind of maximize their amount of practice time, and they can recruit on the other days they're not in. And I guess that's kind of the strategy there, and it makes some sense, especially when you're installing two new systems and you're trying to find personnel and move guys around and that kind of thing to give them more time to kind of absorb all that information.
All right, last thing. for real. Did you know that Coach Collins has promised me I can call a play in the spring game?
I actually caught the tail end of that the other day.
Okay, when are you going to see him next?
I'm curious what you're going to call him.
Yeah, when are you going to see him?
I will probably see him either next week or the first day of practice on the 26th.
All right, well, go ahead and tell him to put this in. 32 bend back trap. All right, that's
okay.
That is now. I've got a silly, ignorant coworker who, for some reason, Coach Collins has also told him he can call a play. It's going to be a Statue of Liberty or a flea flicker or a reverse or something silly like that. Just say, Coach, Chuck's got his play, 32 bend back trap. Okay.
I will tell him that.
All right, Kelly, appreciate it, brother.
All right, thanks, Chuck.
All right, Kelly Quinlan from JacketsOnline.com.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-603-6298. 800-603-6298. 800-603-6298. That's 800-603-6298.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Now more college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Started the program today talking about LSU and Ed Orgeron and how, because in his past there are some either clownish or just embarrassing episodes that he chose, like choices he made, not just, you know, stuff that kind of happens. He chose to take his shirt off in the locker room and offer each of the 85 players. He says, if you come at me one at a time, he says, I bet I can whip all 85 of you. Now, he couldn't have, but I also wouldn't want to be in like the first five or six. Like, I would have been like 15th in line. Yeah, bring it, old man. I would not have been first, second, third, fourth, fifth. But the point is that you can't do that. The fact that you know, the details of the offer, oh, that's not realistic. That's beside the point. You had the head coach at an SEC program do that. And you know when he did it? Like 15 years ago he did it. And we decided, well, that's Ed Orgeron. Well, you know what happened to Ed Orgeron since then? He went out to Southern Cal, and remember that he was the guy when the, my gosh, it's all coming back, guys we've already talked about so far today. I started the show talking about Ed Orgeron, the fact that they've had three kids enter the transfer portal this week, five in the last month. He's lost control in Baton Rouge, Tiger Stadium burning down. None of that's true. Since he left Ole Miss, and he should have been fired. He'd get gone. Went out to Southern Cal, where actually he was on Lane Kiffin's staff. Up there at Tennessee, did a fine job in his 1 year. He was out at Southern Cal, and when Pat Hayden fired Lane Kiffin, they had lost either at Arizona or Arizona State, and the plane lands, and Pat Hayden's at the airport, and he's like, yeah, we're all getting on the bus. Here's $20. Take a cab back to campus. Get in your office. You're fired. Ed Orgeron took over, and I think he went 6-2 down the stretch there. And then he took over at LSU when Les got himself fired. And he had two really tough opponents in the remainder of that 16 season. He lost to both of them at home, Alabama and Florida. And then 17 happened, and then last year happened, and suddenly you look around and you think, pretty good program here. In fact, it looks a whole lot like, at least in general, like the LSU program that when we close our eyes, we still have it in our minds. It looks closer to that. When the reality is, if you go back 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you would see scattered players that look that way. Oh, Leonard Fournette, yeah, he's an LSU guy. Oh, Kendall Beckwith, he's an LSU guy. But for the most part, you were just picking individuals bouncing around the depth chart. Ed Orgeron made about as boring, inconspicuous. In fact, if not for the previous spot of employment for this guy, we would have never, no one would have talked about it. LSU beat reporters wouldn't have talked about this, except for where he used to work. Ed Orgeron made a hire that it should be just like every other coach who hires this position, but it wasn't. It actually showed something. It actually showed that Ed Orgeron, he's not just about sizzle and flash and or even something as vitally important as recruiting. He hired Joe Brady as the LSU wide receivers coach. And Joe Brady, Dan, is he like 30 years old or 29 or something?
You got it right on the head.
He's 30. A kid. Like he hangs with Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
You know, like they go to, you know, 25 cent wing night together. All right. And I promise you, at least one of them has a baseball cap turned around backwards.
Say probably Vegas pool parties with the ladies.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, I don't think Cliff Kingsbury hangs out a lot at the Wild Wing Cafe on Tuesdays. But he's a young guy. He might be 30. And he used to work for the Saints. And rave reviews. And what did I just tell you he got hired as? Wide receivers coach. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now. In fact, this is how strong I feel about this. And it's only, if you listen to the program, you know this is true. About once a month, I'll tell you to take that sheet of paper off the side of the fridge. It's a yellow sheet of paper from a legal pad. We use a black ink pen. That's what we do. We keep it under a magnet on the side of the fridge. Life rules, sports rules. Sports rule. Wide receiver coach is the dumping ground for the best recruiter who doesn't know what he's doing. Wide receiver coach is where you put the guy who really can't coach, but boy, he can get them signatures. The weekend after signing day 3 years ago, and I'll use LSU and Les Miles as the perfect example. Do you remember what happened to Damian Craig? Right after signing day, he takes off for LSU. Do you remember what he got? Wide receivers coach. Damian Craig is no more a wide receivers coach than he is a toaster. But he can get into any living room, and he can get a lot of signatures. So let's just make him the wide receivers coach, because that doesn't matter anyway. The heck it doesn't. I have told you that wide receiver is actually the second most difficult position to make the Saturday transition from Friday nights to Saturdays, from Saturdays to Sundays. The second most difficult position to make that transition. When you see A.J. Green or Amari Cooper show up, and as freshmen, 63 catches, that's the exception because they're A.J. Green. All right, because they're Amari Cooper. Joe Brady, and they've only been out on practice 5 or 6 times so far this spring. Joe Brady has already made an instant impact because what has happened, not just at LSU, and I'm not banging on Les Miles, I'm not banging on Damian Craig, because you know Damian Craig, when he left there, he went to Florida State, and they didn't even let him coach receivers because they had Lawrence Dawsey there. Ask any Florida State fan what kind of coaching job Lawrence Dawsey did. Not much, but he's a recruiter. Florida State getting the best athletes in America. LSU getting the best athletes in America to play wide receiver. And the response is, yeah, just put a guy out there. I give Ed Orgeron all the credit in the world. Because I don't know how engaging Joe Brady is. I don't know his personality. Who was it, Niedermeyer at Tennessee, that's the recruiter of the year? And you look at him and you're like, this guy looks dull as dirt water. But he's the number one recruiter in America. Maybe that's Joe Brady. But I don't care if he recruits at all. Because you're always going to have those high-octane flyers out on the perimeter at LSU. You're always going to get those guys. And with better coaching, you can actually help them reach their maximum, whatever their 100% is. Applause to Ed Orgeron for one of the best hires in the SEC.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-262-4182. 800-262-4182. That's 800-262-4182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7.
Call 800-674-9903. 800-674-9903. 800-674-9903.
Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.